Good morning, Rabbi. Friend of Hanukkah. Lili Nishmasini Mirosi Rusmas Mordechai. And the school's Bini Akiva Simcha Ben Fego. Shmuel Gillig. Good morning, Rebelli. My name is Sam Gillig from Brooklyn, New York. I'm 32 years young. I was introduced to the Daf by Shloimi Halevi Klein and Amendi Greenblatt, F43 Shoimrim. By the way, these two individuals are the most special people in the world. I write to you, thank you. I was never able to learn before, but thanks to these selfless tzaddikim that are involved in Daf and your good humor, awesomeness, and energy. I stuck that in myself, probably. I look forward to sign on every night to learn and participate in this year. I look forward to having my first siyum of my life soon. I'm a sechtes tainus. It's not about the deficit, but the yoimin, of course. And Mr. Shem, one day I'll be hopefully get to sit next to you in MDY headquarters, learn in person. Sincerely yours, Sam Gillig, Brooklyn, New York. A proud daffer with Shloimi Klein. Avrami Gartenhaus, Mashpia, in Mesifta of Waterbury in Durham, Connecticut, learning the daf by the candlelights. Love the picture.
Not allowed to use the candlelights.
They're not using, trust me, he's using the iPhone. He's not using the candlelights. He's enjoying the Kedusha. By the way, Noam Fix is finally back after a month. Recruiting for Tomer Dvorah. How did it go? Amazing, good girls. Baruch Hashem. If you want a spot in Tomer Dvorah, you have to join the daf and bring 22 people, then we can get you in. Hi, first of all, thanks for the share. I just joined and changed my day, and I had a service to give up WhatsApp, YouTube on my phone. So I'd like to ask, it sounds familiar. Is there any way I can listen to the share by phone or get video by email? It could be I read this already. Chazak Baruch. I did, so you got to put it up again. I saw that there are daily quizzes on the WhatsApp group. This is by Liron Ronen. Now, we have a tremendous Talmud Chacham. His name is Yeshua Berman. And he's doing these amazing quizzes. If you take the quiz, you're basically going through the whole daf. So I'm not exactly sure. You'll put the link on the bottom over here. He wants to know if he could get a link to the earlier ones as well. I don't know how that works. You can find them all on YouTube. How's that? I have no idea. Oh, YouTube 8-minute daf. It's all part of the 8-minute daf. The 8-minute daf is a Chazara program. And these quizzes, they give you, it's Google Docs, and they give you, we're probably going to introduce prizes and stuff like that, but just get used to it. A bunch of people are taking it. There's a guy that took the test 3 times just to get a better score. In other words, he was learning. He was very chashuv. By Moshe Lachman. Nachman Lachman. When you learned yesterday's daf, it's causing the fact that a kohen should take a haircut before it's his turn to do the Aved Beis Hamikdash. The reason I'm reading this is because I had the same ha'ara as Prabhu Derech Eretz. It put a smile on my face as it's related to the parsha of the week. Yosef, who was taken out of jail, took a haircut. As Rashi notes, Mipnei Kovid Kvoid Malchus. Yes, but I was only Mavish to Sedra that Aliyah yesterday after Shir when I was doing it. I said, oh, what a chaval. And Mamish fit right in. Thought you would appreciate this message directed from above. And then he says, we were laning Miketz, the morning versus Chanukah lane. Okay, I don't know. Okay, got it. Yeah, it's Locha, Moish Lach, Cedarhurst. Zeke Landy. I'm Mo's father, Mo Landy. By the way, Mo, I forgot to mention that in Kirstir, he bought a TV, a new one, put up on the wall so that the Oilim could watch the shir. I'm assuming he left it there. Baruch Hashem, I have an incredible amount of Yiddish and Nachas from him, his family, and all my other kids and family. Thank you for being part of our lives. May Hashem bench you in all that you do. Givaldik, he got his father also to join. Daniel Kraftman. Oh, we got to stop. We got to start doing good things. I love Yeshir. My brother-in-law convinced me to join. Mr. Hashem, I want to make my first see him in my life. Another person, his first see him in his life. I had a question. I think there should be a way for members to buy an MDY Gemara or do some sponsorships and receive MDY Gemaras in addition to the current referral program that enables that. Daniel. So, meanwhile, we don't have that program. We do not sell the Gemaras. The only way to get a Gemara is by referring a friend or by joining the Shir for the very first time. It's an incentive for people to get other people. Rabboisai, put the Shir in your status. It works. You just have to put it in the status What is it? Join MDY.com. What? Join DafYomi.com. What is this? Redelivered?
Delivered.
Delivered. It goes in the, with the, what is this? All of them?
All of them.
All of them. We don't have room for it here, though. We have to expand our base medrash. Yishkoyach. Why didn't you bring all of them? Okay, is that another gift of mine? Another antique? I know. Shkoyach Shloimi. Punkt Shloimi Klein gave this, and Shloimi Klein was in the email. Today's sponsors. I want to talk about this for a second. The Parnas HaChodesh for the Koilo. This Chaim from Lakewood. But first of all, somebody came over to us yesterday and said he wants to sponsor another month or whatever. We'll see what happens over there. I'm not exactly sure. But something amazing happened yesterday. Somebody contacted me and said, I want to give $150 to every single guy in the Koilo to only to buy gifts for Hanukkah for their children. The Olam is mishtatev. The Olam is getting it. It's a beautiful thing. Mesechtas, I'm not going to say your name out loud, Judah, but thanks for being here. Mesechtas Tainus is dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families, Refuah Shlema for Miriam Esther Bas Dvaira. Paras HaChodesh, Chodesh Kishon is sponsored by Yoili. Yonish Bas Dov Pinchas Ben Moshe, Yonish Bas Dov Chaya Fruman Bas Dov Pinchas, Yonish Bas Zichil Shraga Ben Avram Alevi. Paras HaChodesh, Reuven Klein, my mother Nechama Bas Kolev. Paras HaChodesh, the Hannes brothers, in honor of the Hannes Zebria and Crispin Ben Azari families and Shlomo Nazarian for inspiring us to join MDY. The MDY Muncie Tinek, and this is also, it's going to touch me every single time I say this. The MDY Muncie and Tinek and Psei Chevra, as a schus for Refuah Shlema for the son of one of our local MDY Chevra, Alter Yeshaya ben Malko Chaya, get together every day, give $180, the schus for Refuah Shlema for somebody they might not know 100%. Shlomo Nassim Ratberg, in honor of my wife's birthday, for support and encouragement in my Daf Yomi journey. Beautiful. Yesterday we had the wife giving the husband, now we have the husband giving the wife. In memory of our Zaidi, Aaron Ben Yisrael Tzvi on his 86th yard site by his grandchildren, Beverly Fink, Dr. Alan Listhaus, Dr. Michelle Nordlich, Dr. Cindy Dobrinsky, his neshama having aliyah. This is once again, this is Dr. Alan Listhaus, who sponsored $25,000 towards Masechtas Megillah Gemaris. What? We're not holding there yet, Tzadik. We're in the beginning of Tainus. Siyum is a different story. He's talking about Siyum. Okay. Nam is back. We got to start talking Siyum. Did we reserve the place? Huh? He picked you up in Canada? What was he doing in Canada, Dr. Listhaus? Can we schmooze about this later? But I'd love to hear about your trip, Nam. I don't know if everybody else wants. All right. Omar Mar. Yesterday, we finished off talking about the Yontif of the Tamim. When the Chacham were able to convince the Tzdukim that the Talmud is brought from the Kaspi Tzibur, not, you cannot buy it by an individual, cannot buy it. Jonathan is in the house. Wow. How long were you go? How long? I didn't notice you. I know you're quiet. Uncharacteristically quiet. Oh, Rabbi Tanya Bey, Atsoif, we'll get into it, don't worry. Warm him up. By the way, Raboisa, you're not going to believe this. This daf has everything to do with Hanukkah. It's all over the place. Hanukkah, it even says Hanukkah a number of times. On the daf itself, it's unbelievable. But it's a beautiful daf with stories and everything else. So, buckle up. Let's do it, says Nachman. We're not going to finish Bedafka because you're only going to get to the Mishnah on the Bible.
I got finishing. Let's start.
Okay. Here he is. Dalem loves him. Dalem loves him. Yosef, this deserves two microphones from both sides. Yosef, yeah. Upside down.
Not me. I speak on behalf of
him. He has no idea what we're talking about because he's never watched YouTube. This is another Yontif. So, once again, there was a machloikis. The Baitusim, Rishoyim. They decided they know the Torah better than the Chachamim. And when it says, Mimachar Sashabbos, it means Sunday, we start counting the Omer from Sunday. In other words, Shavuos falls out on a Sunday. Every single year is going to fall out on Machar Sashabbos. He started on Machar Sashabbos, he's going to fall out on Machar Sashabbos. They convinced him, they made a big Yontif. What was the Yontif? Massive Yontif. It goes from the eighth day of Nisan all the way through. So very complicated. It looks complicated, it's not. This is the Yontif. It starts here, goes all the way with the red arrow. All these days, a major Yontif, because Chachamim beat the Baitusim and proved to them that Shavuos, we start counting the second day of Pesach. That's when we start counting. Whenever it falls out, it doesn't have to fall out on a Sunday. Says the Gemara, Delayla Mispad, and we do, what do we do in all these? This is a serious yantif. Because there's some Yom Tovim that we don't fast. And a serious one, we don't even say Hesped. Lama liat soif mayat, ask the Gemara a simple question. Why do you need these red arrows? Look, part of these days are in purple, Pesach. Pesach anyways, you can't fast, you can't do a Hesped. So why do they have to include this in the yantif? Says the Gemara, Lema Adamayat, the yantif should stop right on Erev Pesach, and we get everything we need. There's no Hespedim, there's no fasting. Just like we said yesterday, we finished off yesterday. I'm sure everybody was paying attention all the way to the end of the year when it was going nice and slow. So we'll repeat it here. Talking about this green yantif over here. This green yantif is the yantif of Tamid. This is where the Chachamim beat them finally over here. So what did Rav say? Why do I have to include Rosh Chodesh, the first day of that yantif, in the yantif? Rosh Chodesh, anyway, you cannot fast and make a hesped. What was the answer? To teach us that on this day, Chavtes, it's also included in the Isser of giving a hesped. Because it was just Rosh Chodesh, since Rosh Chodesh is a Doraisa, so I don't need Chizuk for the Rosh Chodesh. So I don't need to answer this. Every other month, the day before Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to make a hesped. You don't need chizuk. You don't have to strengthen the Rosh Chodesh and say, oh, you know, Rosh Chodesh is such an important day, you can't make a hesped on it. I'm even going to tack on one extra day before and one extra day after. You don't have to do that. But since Chacham said that this is part of the yantif, it's to tell me that I'm not allowed to make a hesped on Chavtes. So too, says the Gemara, that's why I said that all the entire Pesach is a yantif, to say that the day after Pesach is also Aser and Hesped. And just like we said the day before, it's just to tell us that over here it's also Aser and a Hesped. That's it. So maybe I go through this whole balagan of saying that every day of Yantif, of Pesach, not only is it a Pesach, but it's also, I wrote here, Yantif, 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 Yantif. It's a special Yantif of Shavuos, that Chachamim beat the Baitusim about Shavuos. All right, that was a little bit fun. Ochenami, top line in Yudches. Ochenami, Lenitzma, Lesi, Yom Shalah, Achrov. Kiman. So who does this go according to? This is Megillas Tainus. These are halachas in Megillas Tainus. You can't fast, you can't have a hesped on these particular days. So you're telling me this goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Now that's problematic. Why is Rabbi Yossi problematic? He's a yachid. Everybody argues with him. So you're going to tell me that the whole Megillas Tainus goes according to Rabbi Yossi, an individual. He holds that there's an Isser to be Maspid right over here, Isser to be Maspid over here, in other words, before, after. I know it's not the same Yantav, I'm just pointing it out as an example. If it goes like Rabbi Yossi, best Ritisha Nami, my ear yo da havi yoimo, the mikame yoimo, the mitoikim tmido, tepuklei, the havale yoimo, the bosa esrim tmani be. Okay. Right here, Rosh Chodesh, as we just discussed, is a yantif. Why? Because this is where they beat the tzdukim about the Tamid. So the day before is Aser in a Tainus, Aser in a Hesped. Guess what? This day, Chavtes, is also a day after a yantif. You see, I put yantif over here. Chavches is a special day. And since it's a special day, Rabbi Yossi holds, even after a yantif, you tack on one day before, one day after. So forget about this Rosh Chodesh. Why? So then the question comes back. Why do I have to mention that Rosh Chodesh is part of the yantif? It's Rosh Chodesh. You can't make a hesped on Rosh Chodesh. You can't make a hesped Elamai because the day before. Well, the day before happens to be a day after another yantif. So there's no need to talk about Rosh Chodesh. So now what happened, Desanyo? Bezrut Manye Bey, Osas Besarta Toftali Yudai. A very special message came to the Jews. Gulayidun Min Oiraisa. You could go learn Torah now. Klal Yisrael was worried. There was a gzeira, they can't learn Torah. Shepamachas nigzera gzeira al Yisrael shaloi yasku b'Torah. There was a gzeira from the Romans not to learn Torah. V'shaloi yomulu z'bneiim. Rabbi Yisai, look at these gzeiras. What does this remind you of? v'shelo yemulu is b'neim. You cannot do bris milah. V'sheyichalalu shabbosos. These are the three things that the Yevonim were goyim on Klal Yisrael. The same three things, the Romans. And why these three things? Why not tefillin? Because this is what we're special in. This is what makes us different than all the nations, the Torah, Shabbos, and Milo. I'm not going to get into it. Fine. We'll get into it later. Don't worry, every daf is full. Meh also Yehuda ben Shamua v'chavero. We just learned this, Rabbi. So if you don't in Rosh Hashanah, a lot of us learned it. They decided to do it in a political way. They went to a very politically connected woman and they asked her what to do. Remember, we scream out Givald, and I said, Tustus Loya, he scream out. Dr. Factor is not listening right now, scream out, Tustus Loya Varkan. Remember? And he even had posted a video of himself on a Tustus. Okay. They made Afghana at night. Omru, Ishomayim. Like, Ishomayim. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Loi Achim Anachnu. And they're talking to the Romans, but with like permission from Hashem. Aren't we brothers? We come from the same father, Yitzchak. Loi Bnei Yoav Achim Anachnu. We're brothers. We come from the same father. Loi Bnei Yim Achas Anachnu. We come from the same mother. Now, the Mashal says over there, I don't know if he says it here, I didn't see it here. He says that if we have the same Torah, you're trying to knock out our Torah, we have the same Torah, and it says, Loitisai Vadoimi Kyochicho. You can't despise the Romans. It says it in our Torah, Rivka, she kept Shabbos, she's your mother. And Yitzchak had a bris milah. So these things that you're trying to get rid of, they were trying to remind the Romans. And I remember asking, what? You're going to tell the Romans b'derech remez of a marsha? But at the end of the day, it's not the Romans that understood the marsha's remez. It's the malachim. The malach that's in charge. And he could change things up in the mazalis or whatever. Maybe that's the pshat. But anyway, and they're telling them, Manishtaninu mikol uma v'losha, and why did you pick on us? Why are we different than all the other nations? And goizim aleinu gzeris rois. And what happened was ubitlum. They made it a yantif. So that's why this day chav ches is a yantif. If this day is chav ches is a yantif, according to Rabbi Yossi, this day the fowls chav ches is aser in a hespin and a tainus. Omar abaya loy nitzrucha ella lechaydish meuber. So the answer is very, very simple. If Adar, which usually doesn't happen, but if Adar, we extend it to 30 days. So this 30th day doesn't have an Isser. If you're going to base your Isser of fasting on Chavtes, based on the Yantav of Chavches, that's great if the month ends on Chavtes. But what if the month extends to Lamed? If you have two others, says Rashi, or let's say we just extended it for what we forgot to, we couldn't be Mekadosh to Chodesh, and it became a 30 day. The only reason why this day with a check is Usser to make a Tainus is because Rish Chodesh is a Yantav. See, it says Yantif here. This is the Yantif of the Tamid. That's where we beat them. And regardless of how many days Adar is, this day right before Rosh Chodesh is always going to be Asr. Even in a 30-day, that's where it becomes a Nafkamina. Yes, it's very rare, but it happens to be a Nafkamina. Amar Abay. L'nizcha el l'chodesh mubar. Rav Ashi Amar, afilu teme l'chodesh chaser. Kol shula achrav betaynes Asr. Behesped mutar. If you have a day that you cannot fast, you could make a hesped. What happens here, if you look closely, this is a yantif, chavches is a yantif, Rosh Chodesh is a yantif. So this guy, chavtes, is in a sandwich. Since he's in a sandwich, that's why the hesped is also. But if it wouldn't be in a sandwich, if Rosh Chodesh wouldn't be a yantif, then you could do a hesped here. You might not be able to fast, but you could do a hesped. Okay. I feel bad for anybody that I once read a book. It says you should live your life based on how you want them to be masped you. Your whole life, you're thinking about the hesped. No, this, that. You tell, remember this from my hespa, do this. Or would you be proud of this if they said it your hespa? Not proud. And then the poor guy dies in the sandwich. It's not even a yantav garnish, and they can't be maspid him. He's going, no, where's my hespid? Garnish, nothing. No hespid. Okay. Sugi on the vatsmim. Avilu hespid, behespid nami asur. Vizeh hoylu mudim, shneem toivim. Asuki on the vatsmim. Avilu behespid nami asur. Omar mar. Mitmanyu bei vatsovim oyadi toisav chagod shavuaya. From the eighth day, which is right over here, you see a ches, all the way through is the yantav because we beat the baitusim on Shavuos. The date of Shavuos was somebody switched it up. Okay. Me'ad yitoyz v'chag adu shuvayel v'mispat. Lo melilim me'ma mitman yibay. Le'ma mitishubay. Why? Again, we're just going, we have to understand every word that says in the Braisa. Why is it important to say that the yantav starts from the 8th? If they would have said from the 9th, we would have known the same halacha. Right over here, this is where we established Tamid. So yes, it's the beginning of a new yantav called Shavuos, where we beat about Shavuos, but it's also the end. Don't forget that the yantav of Tamid starts over here and ends over here. Says Gemara, "Kiven di lu miklam milsa ubatlinu l'shiva." What if? What does this mean? A yantav? It's a very joyous occasion. All these days are joyous. Mmela, we beat the tzdukim. We make a big yantav. But what if something happens? A terrible tragedy happens. We're going to see soon. So even if the tragedy happens on one of the 7 days, all 7 days go bye bye. The whole yantav of 7 days is out the window. So just in case, we're going to have a yantav during these days, not a yantav, a tragedy during this yantav, then the yantav, the green goes out, and what are we left with? The red. So Mamela, I need to tell you that the red starts over here. Because if it doesn't start over here, we get rid of the green, this day would be mutter in Hespedim. Says the Gemara. Dilu mikla milsu batlinu l'shiva. T'man yiguve yasur. Day day. Eight is also. Davali yoy makamo. Ditoiz b'chag of the Shavuaya. It happens to be the first day of the red yantif of the Shavuos thing. Hashto. The asis lahachi. Now that you're telling me. It's very interesting. We just established that we could take this day, ches, and call it two yamim toivim. It's part of the yantav of Tamid, part of the yantav of Shavuos. Just in case we get rid of one, we'll have the other. So you can dance on two chasanas just in case. So hash the dos is lachi, esemitishanami. So now I have an answer for 29. What if I get rid of this yantav day, this special day? A tragedy happens on the day. You should know this is also awesome for a different reason because it has a yantav right after it. This, it happens to be a day before the day that the Tamid was established. Okay. Itmar Reb Chiya bar Asi Omer Rav. Halacha ki Reb Yosi. Oh. We have a three-way machlokes here, Rabbi Yosi. On a day that you can't be maspid. Here's a hespid, okay? I don't know how to do it. Found this. If you cannot be maspid, according to Rabbi Yosi, then we take the day before and the day after, and you can't be maspid. That's shita number one. Of course, like any good machloikas, you have the exact opposite shita. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds both days are completely mutter, and they have the medium shita, Rav Meir is in between. The day before is asur, the day after is mutter. Says the Gemara, Itmar Rav Chiya bar Asi Omer Rav, Halacha ki Rav Yosi. The halacha is over here. In this particular case, because we're going to be talking about another case, on a day that you're not allowed to fast. But we're talking about now hesped, not fasting. On a day that you can't be maspid, he's super machmer. Both days, before and after are asr, that's the halacha. Shmuel Amar halacha ki Reb Meir, the halacha is like Reb Meir, that it's one-on-one. The day after you could be maspid. Asking him, Reb Yomer Shmuel Achi, did he really say this? So here, this is a lesson that we had yesterday. These are the days. This is from Masechet Megillah. These are the days you can't fast behind in them. In some days, behind in them. So we're going to take these two words, behind, and learn something from it. It's coming to say behind only in these days. This is where Shimon Gamliel comes up with this shita. Behind, only in that particular day that you're not allowed to be maspid, but it doesn't include the day before. You don't have to tack on extra days and be super machmir. Shmuel says the halach is like the bottom shita, not like the middle shita. What are you saying? Says the Gemara, you're right. Mikar Savakim, the Lakatana, the Mekal, Kirebi Meir. Reb Shimon Gamliel wasn't aware. Shmuel wasn't aware of Shimon Gamliel. He was only aware of two shitas. And he wanted to go Likula. Why did he want to go Likula? Because it's only the Rabbanan. And many times when it comes to the Rabbanans, we're Mekal. We see throughout Chas many different times. What? Yeah. What? What? Yeah. Also, you're saying it should be faker. Yeah, but over here we have two ways to do a chizuk. So I'm going to go with the lesser way, the more makel way in the chizuk. The whole thing is a chizuk. You're right, but let me go for the more cooler one. If I have a shiloh, what to do? Chachamim could tack on and could do things, but you and I, we're a banan, and we have to pass into the island. What should we do? We have shita A, shita B. What do we do today? We have machlokes. Let's pass in likula. Because it's in the road. Sometimes. Anyway, says Gemara, Kivin the Shavuot, Rishim Gamliel, Meikot Tvei, since he heard even a bigger gula, then he went and he said this bottom one. V'chein Omer Bali, Omer B'chir, Barab, Omer B'chir. How many times in Shas is Bali mentioned? Many times. Yeah. V'chein Omer Bali, Omer B'chir, Barab, Omer B'chir, and Alach, Kirb Yoisi. The halacha is like this on top, day before, day after, also. Omer B'chir, Bali, Asber Lach. Let me explain to you. You made a mistake. It's only in this case. In a case where you cannot eat, not make an aspect, can't eat, then that halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And notice that Rabbi Yossi is more makel in a day that you can't eat. Over here he says you could eat the day afterwards. Whereas over here, when a hespit is very chomer, he says you can't be maspid afterwards. Okay, so in that case, in this case, Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Yossi. Umi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Alachim. Vom Rabbi Yochanan Alachim Kistam Mishnah. Now we know throughout Shas, Rabbi Yochanan always says that Alach is like an anonymous Mishnah. Usnan, it says in the Mishnah. Ah, Bisham Ramagdim Loy Machrim. Now Rabbi Yossi, we're going into Masechtas Megillah. It's Agdom to Masechtas Megillah. So, Mutarim Behespid Vitainis. What's happening in Masechtas Megillah? Here's where Purim is. Tesvav, if you're a Muk of Chayma, if you have a wall like Yerushalayim, you dalid everywhere else. Huh? Okay. Now, there's halacha Masechtas Megillah. That's what we're going to be discussing a lot. Is that you could read the Megillah. This is not an accurate calendar, just for whatever. When we get to Megillah, we're going to do a little bit better. This is the calendar I found. I did it. But you could read the Megillah, if you want, on different days, on Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, up to Yud Aleph. You can read. Why? Because if Yud Aleph falls out on a Monday, whatever. Different people are going different places. They need to get places. We're Mekel. You can read the Megillah. But don't push it. You can read the Megillah, but it's not Purim. So you could do a Hespid. You'll have to be Maspid. It's not Purim. You could be Yaitzim Megillah 3 days before Purim. But it doesn't mean you don't make a Levaya. You don't do a Hespid. Okay? Mutarim behesped v'tainas. You're allowed to fast and you're allowed to make a tain. You're allowed to do a hesped on these days. Now, the Gemara is going to tear this apart and figure out what day we're talking about. Maybe talking about Yerushalmi guys. They typically read the Megillah on Tesvav. Today they're going to read the Megillah on Yudalit, and they're allowed to do a hesped on Yudalit on Purim. The whole world is doing Purim. Everybody's with the costumes and they're running to laning. And a guy in Yerushalayim, they're going to make a hesped in Shamgar? Doesn't make sense. Umi Shari, Vachsif Megillas Tainas, Yom Arba Asor Boy, Vyom Chamisha Asor Boy, Yimei Puraya, it's Purim, Inun, they are, Deloy Lemisma Boy, you're not allowed to make a hesped. Okay, that's obvious. Vamarova, and he explains, Lenitzuchel Lesso, Shazebezeh, Vishazebezeh, or Yerushalmi has to treat the 14th as everybody else, and the 14th guys, the whole world, has to treat the 15th as if it's Shushan Purim. You can't make a husband on Shushan Purim. That's not a question. Velo abnei besa v'kakor lebit leisar. Well, thank you. Sponsored by Adam Vales in memory of my mother Gail F. Rathner. Avigail Gidlabas Pesach v'chava Rivka. And sponsored anonymously as a schus v'shiduchim for my siblings and myself. Beis Hashem b'karoiv. So, fine. Velo abnei besar. You're talking about the guys from the kfar v'kakor lebit leisar. And they, the guys outside Yerushalayim, they want to read it one day earlier because they live in a place, they have to read it a day earlier. So they're going to read it on the 13th. As the Gemara, Yom Nikonaru. So real simply, look closely over here. We have two Yom Tovim going on here that we're going to discuss. Two beautiful stories. Well, stories. This is the Yontif called Nikonar. This is the Yontif called Turyanos. Okay? 2 days Yom Tovim. So, anyway, we have a Yontif there. And on a Yontif, you can't fast. Yom Nikonar, Yom Nikonar, 13 is a Yontif, and we're going to explain what it is. So we're talking about a regular guy that lives in Ramat Shemesh, but he wants to lay in the Megillah on the 12th. Yom Turyanos, it's another Yontif called Turyanos. You can't fast. Oh, so the only day left, we exhausted all the days, now we're left one day. This day. But guess what? This day right over here is one day before a Yontif called Turyanos. And it says, you're allowed to fast. You're allowed to make a hesped. That's it. That's the whole Gemara. Don't even have a hesped. Loi. Okay. So, we have to push it off. Loi. B'nei Arbasov, Yikar, Loi, B'treisar. We're talking about like one of the half minutes that we had before. It's talking about a regular guy from Ramat Beit Shemesh who wants to lay the Megillah on the 12th, not on the 14th. With Gamers, Yom Turyanos, but you ask the question, but it's a Yontif. Yom Turyanos Gufei, Batulu Batlu, Hoyovin Erguboy, Shmaya, Vachia Achiv. It's gone. That day is gone. It's no longer Yontif. And since it's no longer Yontif, it's a sad day. It's a day that Shmaya Vachia died. Who are Shmaya Vachia? Rashi says, I don't know. We don't know much about them. We know the Tzadikim, the Chasidim. We don't know. Interesting, the Aruch says, that Shmaya and Achia are the Linus and Papos who we're going to talk about in a minute. They were also Tzadikim. Just Lulinus and Papos were their non-Jewish names, Michael and Chvezvaz. And the Jewish name Shmaya and Achia. That's how he learns. Kiho, the Rav Nachman Gozar, Tanisa B'Treisar. Rav Nachman said that you could make a Tainus on the 12th. Or the Rabbanon, but it's a Yontiv, Yog, Der Yonasu. It's gone. It's no longer here. Why? Ask the Gemara. Very good. It's gone. Now, Nikonar, by the way, I forgot to mention this. We learned in Yuma, Shar Nikonar. Nikonar is a great guy. He brought doors to the Beis Hamikdash. And the door fell off, and then the whole story, and the door followed him all the way to Eretz Yisrael, and we call it Shiny Corner. Not talking about that. We're not talking about that man. We're talking about a Russia, a bad guy. His name is Nikonar. And we made a Yontif. What happened? So anyway, well, before what happened, says the Gemara, but at the end of the day, this day right over here, how could you make a hesped? It's one day before Nikonar Day. Says the Gemara. Omer Avashi hashti yu gufei batlu mishum yoyim nikonar nekum enigzar. Beautiful. If I got rid of the Yontif completely, I had a Yontif, a beautiful Yontif called Taryanos. It was a Yontif. We celebrated it. You can't have a hesped, you can't have a tainus, nothing. I got rid of it. Why? Because a terrible thing happened on that day. So I'm going to say, oh, but you shouldn't do a tainus on it because it's Erev, a different Yontif. I got rid of the whole Yontif. I said let's treat this as a sad day. So I'm going to treat it as, no, don't treat it as a sad day because it's Erev, a good day. The good day itself I got rid of. So it's certainly an Erev good day. So Mela, I do a Hespin and Tainus on this day. Now the Gemara goes into the story. My Nikonor Umay Triyonos. The Sanya. Nikonor Echod Miparche Yevonim Hoya. Nikonor was a governor in the by the Yevonim. Yevonim? Chanukah. By the way, the first time Chanukah is mentioned is on Amud Aleph in Taisus. He brings Chanukah and Purim. Fine. But we have it even better. He'd wave his hands on Yerushalayim. And he would say, when is this city going to fall into my hands? And I'm going to trample it with my feet. When we beat them, they chopped off his fingers, his thumbs, and his big toes, utlaum b'shari Yerushalayim. And they hung it in the entrance to Yerushalayim va'amru, and they said, Pesh oyim medaber b'gaiva. And the Marashah says here, they chopped off his head also, with his tongue that spoke so haughty against the Rebbeinu Yerushalayim, against Yerushalayim, v'yudayim shoyim enifes ha Yerushalayim, t'yasa b'em nekama. Now, there are going to be some that say, wow, that was very barbaric. Who does such a thing? So I once heard from Yaakovson, Rav here, he said, very interesting. What? Yeah, he said they cut his head, which includes his tongue. Yeah. So he said, interesting thing, he says, you have to go by Minhag HaMakom. If the Goyim act a certain way, and they do certain things, and we don't do it because it's barbaric, that weakens the Jewish nation. Then they're going to come and say, oh, we're not going to take revenge, so you can do this and this and that. If that was the minute, and that was the minute then. Eh? Chop off fingers, chop off heads, put it, hang it. So we have to do that also, even though we don't want to, but that's we have to protect us. Says the Gemara, Maitri Yonos, Omru kishabigishtu Yonos lahargis the lulinus of papus, achiv beludkia. So Rashi brings the story, one of the versions. First of all, Lutkia is Lud, but not Lud by Ben Gurion Airport, but rather it's in Turkey. It's a different place. So, still there today, says Tomer, maybe he was there just the other day. Lulinus, what, the whole Lulinus of Papas, they have a thing about Lulinus of Papas there? The city, it's called Lutkia. Yeah. Aha. Okay, good.
They make little highlighters and little pieces of paper.
That's right. Shkaya. The gift. Beautiful gift. So what happened was that the king's daughter was killed and they blamed the Jews. Lulinus and Papas were 100% innocent. They took the blame on themselves and they said, we did it. We did it. They killed Lulinus and Papas and they saved the Jews. So Omar Lahem, before they killed them, if you are from that nation, let's see your God do another miracle. Let's see another miracle. We don't compare to them. Those were perfect people. And they were worthy for a nes. Nebuchadnezzar, you hear this? Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He's a Melech Hagan, he's a great guy. Why? Because Nebuchadnezzar sang Shirois with his brachas. And by the way, stam another tidbit. Kari bain olam v'ol mayo, it's based on Nebuchadnezzar's words. It's a song based on his words. So he was a Melech Hagan. He gave shvach to Rebbein. Yes, he did crazy things. But he did it within reason, within what was ever proper for him, whatever that means. He was a Hagun. He wasn't an Achzor. He did it. Okay, he was an Achzor, but he gave Shvach to the Rebbeinu Shlom, whatever that means. Ayin Shom. V'roi lo asis neis al yadai. It makes sense to have a nest through him. Vayser Rasha, you, Hedridu, you're Stamashaita. V'ne roi lo asis neis al yadai. V'anun is chayavnu kloya lamakayim. We deserve Misa. The mamish talking to him like that. You think Hashem has his shlichim? He'll kill us in other ways. Interesting, because we once learned that somebody that dies from a bear, a dive, it's skila. That could kill us. The only reason why Hashem made it happen through you is because Hashem is going to take revenge of you. Try it. Try to king us. Who? Taryanos. Yeah. This is Taryanos Amelah. He wasn't scared. He killed him. Amru leizaza misham at shabo the pale miroimi. Some of the officers came.
He's like
the
governor.
No,
because they came
yeah.
from the king sent.
Okay, like a governor. Upatsu esmoichai bigzirim. They took clubs and bashed his head in. So, being that we just mentioned Lulinus and Papus, I must mention this unbelievable gain that's going to blow everybody away. You're going to be scratching your head the whole day, but that's my job. Invoke a little bit as the shir is over, people are going to be screaming through shachars. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Beis, brings a famous story. The Rebbe Kiva was makil kihilois barabim. The Roman said, no more Torah, and he didn't care, and he taught Torah. Comes Papos and tells him, Akiva, doesn't say Rebbe, Akiva, what are you doing? Why are you teaching Torah? It's dangerous. You're not scared you're going to get caught? So he gave him a mashal. He said, the fish in the water are running around, they're going from place to place. So the fox asked them, why are you so scared? He says, because the human beings, they have these nets and they're about to catch us. So he says, I have an eitzah, come out onto the land and live with me. Obviously he wanted to eat them. So they told him, you're the animal that everybody says is so smart. Your mamash shaita. We could barely live in the water. You want us to come out of the water? We're for sure going to die. Says Rebbe Akiva, we're barely living. We don't have Torah. We're barely living. And you're saying I shouldn't learn Torah? We're almost not alive. And we should stop the little oxygen that we have. Torah, Torah, Torah. Gemara goes on. A few days went by. And sure enough, they catch Rebbe Akiva. And who does he meet in the jail? Papus. Says, Papus, what are you doing here? And he says himself, and he says the unbelievable lashon, Ashrecha Akiva shenitfasta al divrei Torah, vayloi lepapos shenitfas al dvarim b'teilim. Wow, praiseworthy is Akiva who got caught and is going to die because he taught Torah b'rabim, and Papos got caught on dvarim b'teilim on nothing. Rabbi Yisai, you're not going to believe this. Says the Vilna Gaon, Papos, what does it mean dvarim b'teilim? Papos saved the Jews by taking the blame of the murder. Yet, Papa said, it's Dvarim B'Talim compared to Torah. You hear, Jonathan? That's why I saved it to the end. Rabbi Akiva was teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael for the future generations, and he was Maimed those Talmid and the Remeir and that. To save. Everybody, you hear Shmuel? Where's Shmuel, Eliwat? Not here. Well, he just left. To go out and do other things compared to Torah? Not some other things, to save the Jews. They took the blame. You don't have a college greater than that. Dvarim b'teilim compared to Torah. As Isaac the Gaon, go scratch your heads, figure it out. Let's just finish one more line here. You mom is scratching your head, no, huh? It's phenomenal. So what? So it says over there, listen to this. We have to say this. I have a lot to say here. And it says Mefurish in the Mishnah. B'Chanukah and Purim. It says in the Mishnah. Just go back two pages. And it says over here, V'chulu. You have to say those words. B'Chanukah and Purim. We're in Chanukah and we say in Chanukah. Once you start the fast, the seventh fast, then you don't stop. You don't start it on Chanukah. But once you start it, how many does it mean you started? You need three. Rebbe Asi, which says over here in the bottom, it's not Rebbe Asi. Rashi says it's not Rebbe Asi. It's an Amora. Usually Rebbe means a Tana. Achas. One. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Zudivir Rebbe Meir, Shomar Mishum, Rebbe Gamliel. That what? That you don't, Rebbe Meir says, you don't finish the fast. It's Chanukah, you don't finish the fast. You do finish the fast. Dorish Marzuz Mishmei the Rav Yehuda. Don't jump up yet because I have something very important to say. Dorish Marzuz Mishmei the Rav Yehuda, Ravuna. Halacha Misana Umashlim. On Chanukah, on Purim, if you start the fast, you finish the fast. Says Tosfos on the top. Little tiny Tosfos. Pirush. Ha, the Gabaz Galaka Misanu Mash, my Rosh Chodesh Koy. The Achanak of Apurim, and Yachal Isanai, says Taisvis, on Chanukah you cannot fast. The Yoim Mishtav is Simchak, says Taisvis, it's a day of feasting. You look in the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a Sudas Rishus on Chanukah. The Ramah says it's a tiny little bit of a mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom says, because at the end of the day, they didn't threaten our bodies, they threatened our souls. But the bottom line is that on Chanukah, we have to be, this Lahaydei Sulahal. You have to give Shvach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on the nes that he gave us. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chas V'Shalom, to go play cards instead of giving a Shvach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Don't forget what the Iker thing is, he says. Shoymer Nafshay Yirchak Mizeh, he says, famous Mishnah Berurah. Hadron Allah say that Taniyo is Ketzad. Hadron say that he's Ketzad. Have a wonderful Chanukah. Have a great day.